You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. The Cooperative Extension Service will also be at this Saturday's Food Festival and Farmers Market. It's likely a lot of the vendors have had help somewhere along the way from Sarah Lewis, who is an associate professor at UAF Cooperative Extension Service and serves the Cooperative Extension, it's Juno and Sitka districts. Oh my gosh, sorry, I'm tripping over all that, Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Yes, imagine how it is when I'm introducing myself at the beginning of every class, right?
I wouldn't want that title myself, but it's a pretty awesome job and a pretty awesome title. So let's talk a little bit about what you've been up to over the last couple of months. I know last summer you went on a pretty epic boat trip of Southeast Alaska villages as part of your work. This summer you did something pretty similar. Do you have the best job in the world?
No, right? Right. Yeah, I think maybe so. I think maybe I do. But, you know, every job is what you make it. And so I decided to take my job out on the water. And so, yeah, I've come on here a couple of times and talked about my maritime extension project, which is we take our family's cruising trawler and we travel around Southeast. And basically, I can get to, you know, 5 to 8 communities for the same price as one if I were needing to, you know, fly and ship all my stuff, because I have lots and lots of gear and I teach lots of different classes, mostly in the food preservation arena, but also cottage foods. So cottage foods businesses, produce safety. This last trip that I did this year, I went to 8 communities and taught, I think, 27 different workshops. And, so it's pretty great. And then both years so far, I have ended up at the Haines Fair and of course done like the judging of the preserved foods, which is always a highlight of the year. And then, enjoying the fair, from my cooperative extension booth.
Wow, it sounds like a lot of fun and a lot of work. I'm sure it kept
you
very busy.
It is a fair bit of work.
Yeah. So on these, did you have any fun stories or memorable moments from your last tour?
Oh, gosh. You know, this one was a little bit different from last year, because last year cruise ships hadn't sort of really, you know, wound themselves back up. And so this year we were both doing a little more sort of jockeying around cruise ships and trying to get to communities when they have some actual, you know, time to take classes and things, because, you know, Southeast communities are very busy in the summer. And so one of the things that I did that was awesome was I have started to take my colleague from Sitka, Jasmine Shaw. She does a lot of 4-H gardening. She's a program assistant extraordinaire. And I took her basically to communities to do 4-H camps, to do just day camps. And she did some amazing called friendly foraging camps, usually 2 days each, because we were in communities for 2 days. And no matter how small the community was, her camp would be full. Because kids, you know, in every community and parents, you know, desperately want things for their kids to do. So that was really a terrific thing to sort of remind ourselves how just hungry kids are in the smaller communities in summer to have really great things to do during the day.
Yeah. And did you take your bike this time as well and bike around supplies with your trailer?
I love that image. I know, I have an e-bike, and if it wasn't an e-bike, I wouldn't be able to do it, because every Southeast community has at least one big hill, and and I'm always having to schlep a whole bunch of gear to wherever it is that I'm teaching, you know, a community center or the teen center, wherever it might be in the community. And yeah, so several trailer loads attached to my e-bike and off I go. And I look pretty crazy, but it's fun.
and good exercise as well.
Oh yeah.
So was this program your idea, your design, how did it come about? Or did the Cooperative Extension request you to do this?
No, it was my brainchild, really. And it was a response to significantly reduced travel budgets and unreliable or difficult to work with ferry schedule. Those two things over the course of a couple years made it so that I couldn't actually get to any of my communities that up until, you know, I'd been able to kind of get to my communities maybe once every 3 years, but it was going to be quite clear that I wasn't going to be able to do it at all if I didn't figure something else out. And we are a boating family. And so that just kind of where my brain went, how can we, you know, make this a win-win-win-win kind of situation where we get to go out on our boat. So that's awesome. But we are specifically taking our boat out to go to these communities and haul my gear. And the university gets a lot more outreach for a lot less money. So it's a pretty good system so far. I'm going to keep doing it for a while.
Oh, that's good to hear. And I'm sure the communities that you visit are happy to hear that too. Are you pretty well received there?
Oh yeah. You know, people love, they love food. They love their local food. They love classes when they have time to take them. And so, yeah, no, it's a lot of fun and getting to work a lot with tribal entities in the different communities and getting good relationships that are actually resulting in some folks asking me to come back at other times and finding their own funds to bring me back. So it makes really good connections that we can then, you know, build into more long-term relationships with communities.
Yeah, that all sounds really positive. How many pressure gauges did you check?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, that's funny. I'm guessing between 50 and 75.
Wow.
Yeah, which is pretty good. And so, yeah, that's important. That's one of the food safety programs that we do is helping folks who have pressure canners. And if they have a dial gauge associated with their pressure canner, those need to be tested once a year to either make sure that they're still accurate or know how inaccurate they are so that people can do the math to make sure that they are safely canning their fish and other low acid foods.
Nice. Nice. Well, I'm glad I'm sure they're glad to have your help on that. And is it a pretty quick process? I don't have one myself. I have no idea what it entails.
Yeah, it's super quick. It takes about 5 minutes. It used to be a lot longer. My understanding is I've still got some of the equipment here that required a stove and lots of time. But now it's just, you know, it's just a pressure gauge with a, you know, with a little pump thing that I use. And yeah, it takes about 5 minutes. And I'm glad you brought it up. Thank you very much. Because actually, we here at the Juneau Extension office, we are back in the office. We could have been back in the office at the beginning of summer, but we do a lot of stuff in the fields. So we just decided to, you know, kind of keep it low key until fall. So we are back in the office at 712 West 12th, in the same building as Dr. Lee, the dentist, in the Flats neighborhood. And I am ready to test canner gauges. So I do like to have an appointment because sometimes I'm out and about doing things and I hate it when people miss me. But if you're just spontaneously coming by, you can just drop your gauge off and then I will test it as soon as I'm able. And then Susie, our administrative assistant, will give you a call to come and pick it up. But yeah, we're open for business again.
That's great. How can people find out more or make an appointment?
Yes. So email is the best. Still, our phone system is a little funky. So Sarah, S-A-R-A-H dot Lewis, L-E-W-I-S at alaska.edu. That is a good way to reach me. You can always just call Susie. We are typically open from about 8:30 to 4:30, closed between 1 and 2-ish or so. But Susie, our main number is 523-3280. And my extension is 1, Susie's extension is 0. And Darren Snyder, our agriculture horticulture agent, he is at extension 2 if you've got gardening or 4-H questions.
Excellent. All right. So that's pressure canner gauge checking.
You got it.
Thank you. What else are you up to or going to be up to? I know you're going to be at the Food Fest on Saturday.
I I am. I'm actually really excited about this. So I've been involved with the food festival since the very beginning, from before when I was with Extension. So I love the food festival. Missed it for a couple of years. And so we always have a table there. So we will have our free publications around gardening, food preservation, some 4-H information, etc. I am also going to be doing a demonstration on pickling and fermenting. So if you're interested in learning how to make probiotic pickles or sauerkraut or vinegar pickles, I'll be doing a demonstration on that at some point during the event. So that'll be super fun. Yeah.
So you'll be like canning them on site, or are you making sort of a refrigerator version?
Oh, it'll be mostly just a demonstration. I will probably make I'll start fermenting some vegetables because that's pretty easy. I don't need a canner or a stove for that. Just some water and some salt in the vegetables and a knife and a cutting board. So I'll show people how to do that really easy. Other than that, I'll just be talking about the different types of pickling. So there's the salt pickling and the vinegar pickling, the pros and cons to each of those, the ways to preserve those for the short term and the long term. Pickles are awesome. I tend to like teaching the pickling and fermenting class just because there's lots of really good nutritional and, benefits of pickling, and it's fun, and there doesn't have to be a lot of sugar in it. And there's lots of things that you can do with wild Alaskan harvest items, which is terrific as well. And garden harvest, of course.
Yeah. Where are you harvesting or foraging some of your local ingredients?
Oh, so probably I'll be doing some carrots that I think probably the ones I'm using I will have gotten from through either Salt and Soil Marketplace or through the Julep Street Farm. There's this local CSA that I get some vegetables through. So I'll try to be doing some local garden harvest stuff, but I will be talking about, bull kelp if people harvest that, other things from the garden. And so like a lot of things that are long past, unfortunately. Most of the things that I might pickle are spring greens. So I'll talk about that in terms of wild harvest. But yeah, there's lots of great things we can do with vinegar and salt.
Wow, that's awesome, Sarah. Well, I know you've always got a lot going on, and you're gearing up for, you're coming back, you're gearing down from your trip, you're gearing up for Food Fest, and then beyond. I know you'll have classes this fall. Is there anything else you want to mention in the last couple minutes we have here?
Yeah, you mentioned classes this fall, so I'll just give a little plug to look for the Community Schools Bulletin when it comes out. I'm going to be offering my Preserving Juno's Bounty series, which is a 4-Saturday series. I think I'm going to be offering it in October and November, I believe. I don't remember the exact dates, but look for your community school's postcard and online, and look for that if you're interested in all types of food preservation. It's a four class series, and we go through all different types of food preservation.
That's cool. Well, thanks for your time, Sarah. I always enjoy checking in with you and appreciate all that you're doing to, keep the focus on local foods and harvesting and foraging and subsistence. So thanks again.
Awesome.
For,
thank you so much.
For sharing your knowledge and your experiences.
Thanks, Shelley.
Sounds like you had a fun time this summer.
You bet.
All right. Talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Take care.